Now, this sells out every year, so we know it's 800 plus every twice a year, has been for years. Three people raise their hand. That surprised me. So I said, all right, how many 5 years ago? Every consistently, the miraculous, you were seeing it 5 years ago, and I think it was 11 people raise their hand. And then I said, okay, how many of you in the last year have been seeing miracles consistently, at least a weekly basis? Almost everybody in the room, their hands went up. If ever I have seen something that was an indicator of shift of seasons, I don't mind talking about miracles all the time. I really don't even care if people think that's what I'm going after. I lived so long without it, I'm trying to make up for lost time. You know. I mean, I honestly didn't know I'd get to live at a time where I could see them normally. You know, we've had Down syndrome babies in the womb healed to where when they're born, they are normal. That's a miracle. We've got a grandma here who's a grandson in the womb, organs outside of the body, no fingers, no toes. Doctors were insisting on aborting, and she was in our school. And she basically said, not on my shift. And she began to pray. This grandma did. And that baby boy was born completely whole and completely normal. We've had him raised from the dead. We've had him raised from the dead in the womb when the doctor said, you will die if you don't let us remove this dead child. And then had the Lord raise them from the dead. We had a baby last year raised from the dead outside of the womb. Died in an automobile accident. And some of our students prayed for the child and raised from the dead. It's just what he's doing. It's happening everywhere. And it's wonderful. Yeah. It's wonderful. Yeah. But I don't remember one day of my life having miracles as my goal or my ambition. I do pursue them, I'll be honest. But I only pursue them because I owe them to him. When he put the spirit of the resurrected Christ in us, he automatically expected us to conquer something.